It's the oil moving or happened over from the garden and the street in Yonin to the shul, back to shul. There's a few orders in Halakha, both on the garden and the shul, would like to change over, I'd like to share with you. I have to be makdim, I'm not a poisek and I'm not a rav. So for the final psak, please contact a competent Orthodox rabbinical authority. When I say we're moving over to the normal Yonim, there is a, well, it's supposed to be with under government guidelines that you move into the Minyan with distancing, with, let's look at the MS app, Leil Shabbos Adavant in a Minyan. I dab most of the time outside because inside, I can't say they were mamish like sardines, but very, very close. It was interesting, on the wall, big notice, remember social distancing. So I explained to somebody after davening, what does this notice mean in such a minyan? It means after davening, when you say your sheish zechiras, socher, amalek, it's right, there's now sheva zechiras, there's a zechiras, remember Pesach, we did social distancing. Oh, but that's more than that, I couldn't say on that minyan was applicable. Now, we're going from the minyanim in the gardens and the streets to the minyanim, back to the minyanim in the shuls. There's a small hour, I want to say, but to get to the minyanim in the gardens, there are still minyanim in streets and gardens, and there were. And there's one interesting zach, that there's a certain, let's call it a chisorin in halacha, in the minyanim, in the gardens, which in many cases, and I saw three cases, I saw three different streets, somebody else told me he saw the same thing in the garden, a small shinui, a small change, could have rectified it and made it from a shas al chak to a lechatchila, the hainu. The minyanim in the gardens were relying on how you join the minyan together. Royim eros eru, the most you have five in one garden, five in another garden, the most simple case, and part of each group can see the other group. So there's a halacha called Royim Eilu Eseilu. But Royim Eilu Eseilu in itself is not such a poshita halacha. Firstly, in many cases, there were other problems besides, you didn't have the straightforward five in one, five in the other, and part of this group can see part of that group. In streets, in cul-de-sacs, very often, there was a problem of shvil mafsik, the street, the thoroughfare could be a problem. The shayla was the chazan helps, doesn't help. In other cases of royim, there was cases where you had the moshel. If you have a simple case of royim, you have two or three gardens, and there's at least one in each garden that can see at least one in each of the other gardens. Then you're okay, that's halacha of royim. But, the moshel, if you have garden A, B, and C, each of them with four people in, you've got your minyan. But in garden A, no one in garden A can see anyone in garden C, and no one in garden C can see anyone in garden A, then you're relying on A seeing B and B seeing C. That is a big shaila. Pashtus shahatsiyan in Hilchus Zimran doesn't like it. So there were other problems, but let's take the best case of Rayim when you have one group in one garden, one group in another garden, they can see each other, which is the best case. No shvil being mafsig, glateroim. Even then, it's all based on the Rashba who says that this halacha of roim, which is brought in Hilchas Zimmer, is also going to work in Hilchas Minyan and is an efsha of the Rashba. It's a big shayla, it's an efsha of the Rashba. Ashal came and there are poskim who say quite clearly it doesn't work. Hashal Kay, the Mishabura says, B'shah Zadkak, you can use this Esa of Royim to join your minyan together.
Sorry, who has to be Royim? About Tvila or you Mispalim?
Not Tvila. The normal case of Royim is a Chelek, the Mispalim, a Chelek have to see each other. That means if you have two separate gardens, two separate Mishuras, not everybody. One in each garden has to be able to see. Mixes Royim Eilu Eseilu.
It's about fillers, yeah.
Oh, so if you have cases where they can't see, and they can all see the Baal Tefillah. There is a Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Zimun who says there is a halach in Hilchas Zimun. It might be a Mechaber that they can all see the Mezamen. Since they all need a Mezamen, that is better. The thing is there, the Mechaber says the Mezamen is on the Miftom. He's on the threshold between the two areas. And that's the question here, if you haven't got threshold, if it's just stand in the middle, is it the same or that's a different child? About Kaponim, the case of Royim, because it's an Efshah of the Rashba, because they are Cholkim, the Shpura says you can use B'Shas Tzach, and the Poskim Rubam Nisht Allah, many Poskim said, today we're in a matzav of B'Shas Tzach, we may utilize this case for Tziruf Minyan. There were even Poskim who said that since it was a B'Shas Tzach, one should try and avoid using any chashash brocha levatola. The Moshe, they recommended that for Minchim use rather to a hoich kedusha than a chazores hashans. What? Kadosh kedusha brocha is not a problem, pashtus, but brocha levatola was the main error of the Lord. And I'm saying your whole minyan is shasat chak, like the bialof of the Mishapura. So avoid problems and do a hoich kedusha. Shachris, where the meaning is we don't do Hoich Kedusha because of the problems. So in Kula Tvila, you have to do Mila B'Mila, every Mila B'Mila. With the Shachs, it's more complicated to do Hoich Kedusha. It is a din of Hoich Kedusha in Shachris brought in Halacha, but it's not very common to do it. Yeah. Shachris, the suggestion was that the Chazan before Chazaras HaShatz should say, if this minion up here Halacha is a good minion, it's a Chazaras HaShatz, and if it's not, I'm doing a Tvila Sadova. That was what the Apostle mentioned. Shabbos is a bigger problem. Shabbos is a big problem. I got brought down by one of the American Boskin. He said, he suggested on Shabbos to use an Eitzah, which the Igus Moshe uses in a different case, and that the Chazan shouldn't do the Quach Shmonesra and only do the Chazan Sashaz. I don't know if I followed that, but that was a Chiddush brought down Igus Moshe in a different case. But Al Kaponim, the main point is that it was a Shas of Chash and Bimela. Now, when initially...
You're not worried about being disturbing your Kavanah for davening?
What?
Because the Chazan is just going to stop straight away saying Kavanah for Shas.
He does nothing while they're doing Quach Shmoneh Esrei. And then afterwards he does just Chazaras HaShatz. Right. So, and that's his Quach Shmoneh Esrei as well. So that was a suggested age. Because Shabbat you can't do. Shabbat you can't do Tfilas Nadava. You can't make the Tanakh. You can't do Tfilas.
I know one minute you did that. One minute actually did Chazaras HaShatz with everyone else. With their Quach Shmoneh Esrei, he did Chazaras HaShatz.
They did that? That I don't
1 minute.
Right, there's different ideas.
Not here.
Initially, Pesach time, with the Minyanim, people were, if you could say, were still goers. They were nervous. The mass of what people were nervous, and people kept away from each other. I remember not in our street, in Parkside, people were in the porches, in the garden, anybody came near each other. The interesting Zach was, he walked down the street, Pesach time, he met somebody else coming, and he was looking, and why can't you? He smiled at the guy. I don't know what was. Everybody was walking like it was Tisha B'Av, and you burn a mile. I'm not making a brach. It's just became my throat. I'm out of water. Al Kaponim. So that was initially. Then later on, people started coming out into the gardens, into the streets. Now Halacha, let's take a street. So if you have a street and you have 10 people davening in the street, all in the street, then you've got a glass of minyan. You don't need any roim. You've got 10 people in the same mishnah. Why do you need a roim? It's an open area. It's a thoroughfare. My brother told me that every single day in the zoo in Eretz Yisrael, there's always minyanim for mincha right near the entrance. Everybody's walking through. There's minyanim. It's glatter. If in Yerushalayim, it's good. It's good for us as well. Al Kaponim, we don't need the zoo, but Al Kaponim, lemaisa, shvil nafsik is a problem when you're using roim pashtos. But if you're not using roim, that means if you do a normal, if everybody's in the street, if 10 people are in the same garden, you don't need any roim. You've got a normal minyan. a number of occasions I saw, and somebody else told me he also saw it in his area, you would have 8 or 9 people in the street and one person in his garden. I went over, a couple of occasions I went over to somebody and asked, you know, with a minion, do you mind just moving a couple of feet into the street? Instead of the Shas HaTchak, but the Ebedic minion of Royin, if 9 people in the street, one guy's just inside his garden, we're using Royin. If 10 people are in the street, we've got a glass of minion. People didn't realize that just a little simple change of moving over into the street when it was Shaiach could solve. If you're davening like people were davening with a siddur on the garden post, on the brickwork, and you're davening, then it's a threefold machloikas whether it would be considered like still in the garden, or is it considered like in the street? That's a big shine. It depends when the gate closes, like some shitters. But upon him, just moving over into the street, that was a simple ha'aruch, which I noticed, when I get to the God. Now let's move over to the moving into the shul. Well, a couple of hours. One ha'aruch was that I wasn't davening shachas in my normal minyan, I was davening in the big shul in MH. And I noticed something interesting, that lechayra davening there, in the big shul in MH, you're davening api Rabbeinu Yoina. I don't know if you've got the best matzav of tefillah api Rabbeinu Yoina. I'm not sure api Rashi, and Pashto's not like the Rambam. There's a Magnish Dibbler problem. Now, what is this halacha? Everybody knows. There's a sieve in Shulchan Aruch that everybody knows the second half of the sieve, but there's also the first half of the sieve. The second half of the sieve is, you'd have 12 windows. Everyone knows 12 windows in the shul. There's a bichatcha that talks about if you have windows like this with them, if they're separated, is it? What it happens, it can't heat it on, counts as 4 windows if it's split into, or 7 windows if it's split. But he does say it's not a problem to have more than 12 windows. The Ramah brings in Hilchas Hadlokas Ner Shabbos that the halacha is we have 2 neiros. Why connect the Indian? What the Indian? Zoch B'Shoma. Shtei Klod Ramah, you can have more. You can have more. A woman forgets, has more. And he says, Klod, you're allowed to things that a toiler on number, you can do more, especially in that number, 7, whatever, you can do more, but you can't do less. It's very negative because I always forget in Lamet Sefer before to give Shofar what number I'm up to. I can do more, but not less. It's a zoi. So Mimela, the 12 windows, in fact now they're all the new shuls taka are building, the shuls are taka building with this Indian of 12 windows. But the first Chelik of Chabad state that you should have Sochim Oichaloines Keneged Yushalayim. Keneged Yushalayim. And this is a Gemara, Daniel had a window, Keneged Yushalayim. Daniel Grant was davening B'Yechidus, but Shtei Klor, in Paskim, B'Shavura, it's not only when he davening at home. Some Paskim want to say only when he davening B'Yechidus, when he davening at Sivi. If he may have got the mind of the Sivi with the Kabbalah, you don't need it. No, you need it. And the shine is, why do you need it? The Fira Beni Yoina state, the reason you need it is that the shul should be bright. There's actually 2 nusachs in Rabbeinu Yoina. One nusach is the shul should be bright, and the other nusach is there's windows, and obviously it seems they were open, there's going to be plenty of air. Yeah. So I think all the yekas prefer the first nusach of the Rabbeinu Yoina. The brightness, not the windows open. Oh, but Al-Kapanim, Lemaisa, that's Rabbeinu Yoina shita. Rashi says, He looks at Tavishmayim, it brings hachno and kavono in tefillah. Ashal kench say state in Torah, lefi Rashi, the windows have to be at the front, the kibbutz that you're davening, and lefi Rabbeinu Yoina, the windows can be at the side, and the Rambam says similar to Rashi, he says it should be keneged Yerushalayim, because you're mechaven keneged Yerushalayim, that helps you have extra kavona in tefillah.
How many blinds in the windows?
Oh, 1 second. Is the emesis the Beis Yosef already brings the kasha state by tefillah? It should be ein of the matter. So the Beis Yosef, as that's from Abu Dram, that is pshat is. other one shot. Before you daven, you look out the window and it gives you inspiration for davening, shmayim, negin makom hamikdash. Or, noch pshat, if a person in the middle of tefillah is, if a person in the middle of tefillah, he feels his kavanah is going away, he'll look klap shmayim and look at his iris to be mechavan in his tefillah. I notice the big shul here, you've got these blinds. Grada, they're very, very useful. I daven sometimes in a different shul where they don't have blinds, and I sometimes bake in the middle of, I'm not saying which shul, I sometimes bake in the middle of davening. But at the end of the day, l'chayra, there should be a gap, or it should open a bit before Shemin Esra, because otherwise, enoch inami, you've got. So I spoke to one of the Askonim there, one of the Gabon, so he said to me that the Maisa, you can look out the near the front, you've got windows. But that helps for the people at the back. I said, it's no big. I've always aspired that I want to get eventually to the Mizrach and MH. It's going to be a problem for me because I won't be able to look out the windows at all. Because there's no windows that are going to be. But Al Kaponim, the Maisa, the Fira Benioid and Achamol, no problem. Toshnek Klein in the back said that the Friedrich is all saying, if you have any yoda, windows, side, as long as you've got either air or light or dust, that is conducive for a good tefillah, helps the kavana, bright place. Lefi Rashi, it could be like Rashi, he's standing at the back, and you can look outside windows, look, Kabishmaya, where Lefi the Rambam, which is Mechavah's Loshan is, connected Yushalayim, it's Loshan Mechavah. Excuse me. So that's going to be a bit of a problem with the windows. Now I want to talk about in between that means. We're leaving the gardens, going to the shuls. What about the people that are left behind? In every North Street there were three elderly people who weren't allowed to go to shul. In every garden, different people left behind. Is there any achrayas on the people who now can go to shul? Is there any inyan? Should they stay behind, keep them in yonim going as long as they can, or not? Now, hakdama, if somebody is not davening properly in the gardens, there was a goa chosh of Rosh Hashivos who mentioned to me, talked to him on the phone about the gardens. He said to me, as by him davening outside, shtetem, he can't daven properly. Somebody can't daven properly outside, lechora he has not got a shayla, because he can't daven properly. Kavanah and tefillah, you've got to do all you can to ensure that you have kavanah and tefillah. Although if there would be, like we had these last 2-3 weeks, this sort of weather, which shtes many of people's tefillah, then it would be understandable that we would say lechayra, again, as I mentioned before, I'm not a poisek or rav, and it would be understandable that you wouldn't have a shayla going down the doors, going down the shul, because, but let's assume you've got reasonably good weather, and at the same time, we're taking on that you're sort of person that can daven in the garden. I mean, I found the crowd a very mishmak, where the street meters had a much bigger area to walk up and down. It was nice. In fact, I got to know a couple of my neighbours, a tacky nice people. I never knew that. Al Kaponim, it was tacky. Every cloud has a silver lining. Al Kaponim is me mailer. For me, I know that somebody told me in his garden was an odd koshul. That his minion started up and he remained in the garden. He got used to this place and it was a good minion. It was all 10 in one garden, a very big garden, and they were happy there. But Al Kaponim, the shayla is those who want to go back to shul. Now, when I say white, let's explain. Going back to shul has minus. In halacha, it has minus. Legabe, there is one halacha where pashtus, we could take on the garden. And the street is not a problem. There is a halacha, the Moshul state, lo yispalel b'mokem poros k'moy b'soder. You're not supposed to stand in an open area. A closed area is more conducive for kavana. So don't have legabi that. We can get around that problem with the street minyanim and with the garden window on him because Mishpura says this, if they've got mechitzas, so it's closed in, even if it hasn't got a roof, it's not a problem with Gavis. See, if I'm going to shake the bush, so the cool says, right, it's got three mechitzas, but it's closed in, the garden's proper mechitzas. Is Mimela, Legabe that, we wouldn't say to somebody, you've got to go to shul, because pastor, that's not a problem. But there is another halacha. Shtei halacha in Mechaba, the emphasis is a focus. Is davening in shul better than davening at home? Is davening in shul better than davening at home? Is shtei... Oh, it's a zoi. There is a Mechaba which just mentioned, which says... If you davening be yechidus, if nenes and you miss, then after can you spalo basic nesses? Because pastor said more that shteik is a mile in basic nesses. Interesting to Zach, the Torah when he brings this chazal that was a mile of basic nesses says the haynu matzibo. In Torah is mash for the whole mile of the Torah. The Torah is mash for the whole mile of basic nesses is because the basic nesses has a tzibo. But if you would have a tzibo at home, a tzibo of a lemaisa. The other Shoinim and Azoy Paskin Mechaba, Besa Knesses, which is a Mokum, Meyuchad for Tefillah. And the Kedusha is better than the street and the garden has a Mailer's Mailer Besa Knesses. There is a second Mailer of dabbling in Shul, usually, than dabbling over the gardens, and that is in Mishabura Brent. Kosvu achroinim, if yesh beis hakneses, shall rov om. But there's the one before. Im yesh shtei bote knesios, ve'echad yesh boi rov om mitzvahs mal b'yoysa. You've got two shuls, and one's got a bigger oilam, you should daven in the shul which has got rov om. So that's one of the big kashas. Why is not everyone not davening in one big shul? The basic answer, which is given by the Poskim, is well, if put it in a nutshell, everyone's different. There's so many different nuschais, people have different nuschais, they want to be with different, they daven better. One of the assignments of Tefillah is where you will daven best. Where will you'll have the most kavanah, that's where you should be davening. I mean, Mela, the fact when it's the nuscha Tefillah or the oilam you win, different chassidus, different oilam, different. Is mimela, that is the heta of davening in a smaller oilam because you'll daven better with, let's call it with your oilam, with your oilam. But upon him, there is still this inyan of roiv om, it still exists. So, if you've got an opportunity of two minyanim, roiv om is a shteita, is a maila, shteita poskim, the roiv om is a maila. Mimela, staying behind in your garden, in your street million, you're losing out the mila of Beis HaKnesses, which is Mechaber Paskins, Mechaber Paskins, and you're also pashtus losing out the mila of Roiv Om. So, do you give up a bit of your ruchnis, of your davening, to help others? How does it work? It's interesting. There's a famous Reboisha, Legabe, somebody once told me, when it was Niger, if you want to make a separate minion, there's more than one of them, and you want to make a separate minion, yeah, in the side room. So, Rav Moshe holds one shouldn't do it, for example, also, because he says you're taking away the Maila of Roiv Om. So that's what happened with Rav Moshe. There's two nekudas. There's not only that the individual is losing his Roiv Om, but the whole Sibba is losing Roiv Om. B'shem Rav Eliyashu, he says no. He says that Yois, this oval, wants to daven, and you're doing, if you call it, let's call it a chesed to him, or an adder poskim, they bring, you're doing a chesed with the neshama of the, if you may be allowed to, you can go and make it. So we see already this musad of giving up a mila of Roiv Om, is a nidon, giving up the mila of Roiv Om for helping other people with their, let's call it with their ruchnius, with their in your
Tefillah.
Sure, like,
I want. Sure, sorry.
Sure, that's
a minion factory. Is there really thing of Roiv Om? Because that's the way the shul operates.
I don't know. It's still
dialing on it.
You mean if a shul goes is a minion factory?
Yes.
Don't know the. They don't talk so much about the early parts about Minion Factories. I don't know if, it, I don't know if it's a modern invention, so I don't know how it features in Halach and Minion Factories. Mm-hmm. I'll put it before. I once had a Shiloh when I was in holiday in Llandudno quite a number of years ago. So we were staying in Llandudno, and my Shver was staying a few miles away. And Shabbos, he was coming for the week. On Shabbos, they had 9 people near where my Shver was staying, and they wanted my son to join for Shabbos to make the minyan. But their minyan didn't have a safer title. So I phoned, it's Doyid Zvulun Shub. I don't know if you've heard it, but Zvulun Shub is a Gord Oilam. It's one of these Yidden that have Shas in one pocket and Shulchan Aruch and Poskim in the other pocket. Molly, the Gogishan, Gord Oilam, Mamsha. So I phoned him up and asked him, what's Halter? Should my son give up his Kriyas HaTorah to make Yana's minyan? So he said to me, into Santa Chiddush, he said to me, it's better for the oil there that his son doesn't join them. He said, there's a halach of Kriyas HaTorah on at Sibul. At the moment, there are 9 people, so they have no chiyah for Kriyas HaTorah. He'll go there, there'll be 10 people, they'll have a chiyah of Kriyas HaTorah, and they've got no safer Torah, they've been in the battle. Then they'll start being the battle, Kriyas HaTorah. That's what he said to me, Agar. It's a Santa.
What did you do?
I didn't send him. He took, my son told me, my son told me he doesn't want to go. But it was easier for me to get that. It was easier for me to sell Tama Shabbos. So he's not coming, couple of rooms, not because he doesn't want to go. I'll upon him. My Shver phoned the altar gates are up to hear his opinion. I'll upon him. Lemaisa, it was a Gansa Diddle. It's a Kiddush because they're losing out Kaddish, Kedusha, and all this. Lemaisa. So this is the shayla. Do you give up? Isazoy, there's an interesting chiddush from the Shuas Yaakov Orenstein. He says an interesting chiddush. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says, as the Yitzchak asked from Nachman, why you went to Shul? So he says, Cholish libi, my stories. Those days, if somebody missed Shul, it was a chiddush. But Lemaisa, he said, Cholish libi, which it means he wasn't. He wasn't ill, he was shvach, and forget the poskim bring down, if somebody's feeling shvach, he doesn't have to be a choyla, he's feeling shvach, there's a heter not to daven minyan. There's a ganze din about the exactly what madrega are you mechoyv a minyan. The moshul, today you're mechoyv to go 18 minutes for a minyan. You're not mechoyv more out of your way. You're mechoyv to go 18 minutes out of your way for a minyan, you're not mechoyv. So he was tosh choycha. That madrig is, let's say, call it equivalent, he's not mechuyev. So then he said to him, Rabbi Yisrael said to him, why didn't he collect a minyan by you in shul? So he said, it'd be a big tircha. You know, like the tircha, like I said before, tircha going 80 minutes, it's always a tircha to make. But I can tell you, when I tried to organize the golden minyan after some of the oil had gone, to organize a minyan is tircha leinus, terrible, it's moeilik. No, the people who phoned you just before Shabbos said, we can't manage it. We were going to come, but we can't manage anymore. Al Kaponim is Tricha Le Milsa. There is a Girsa, I think called Smag, Tricha Lehu Milsa. It'd be a tirch for them to come to me, Rabbi Yashu, when he was not well, and they wanted to make a minyan by him. He said no, he didn't want to be a tirch for them. He still said no. For some reason, the Oilam felt it wasn't a tirch for them, and they all tacked. But Al Kaponim, Lemaisa, as I stated in one, is Lemaisa, the Shur Siakim says Yasakasha. Trichalei Milsa, yeah, but if it wouldn't be Trichalei Milsa, they would all have to, he would have done it. What heta, he says, have they got to give up their maila of davening in the shul to make him a minion? As I think he should say, the kashma. What heta? Asha'al Kain, he says, a moed kechidish in the Gemara, and he says that the pshat in the Gemara was that they were not going to daven by him. They were going to make him a minion for Baruch Hu, for Haichet Dusha, for a Kaddish, for Allah Ketazach. But the Tefillah B'tzibah, this stage of Baruch, and the Tefillah B'tzibah, they were tagging him to daven in the shul. As it's not their Kiddush. As he takes on, Moshe Yad takes on, as he not Mechoyev to give up for Yenachoyev. It might be a riot, might not be a riot. Why do we might not be a riot? Because this is a case of one individual who happens to be not well, so we don't all run. Oh, but there's two nukuds. Firstly, this could be a kriyas, we don't know. If Baruch Hashem should help, it should be over in a week or two. But it could be these, a person might be months. I know when we when I was in school. I used to go every Shabbos, Waterpot Road, to make the minion for Dr. Menachem Rotterberg. He was calling my bye, stuck at home, so we had a minion every Shabbos by him, because we should be every Shabbos without a minion. That's one shayla. Second shayla is, Enoch Inami, in your street there's one or two, but there's over 1,000 people in Klal Yisrael who haven't got a minion now. So we've got a shayla not on one yochid achayla, like the case of now. You've got a shayla. What does the whole of Klal Yisrael, are we achroi to Klal Yisrael? Ashal Kane, like I said at the beginning, you'll have to ask an Orthodox rabbinic authority what the final psak is in this shayla. Yeah.